I think getting a commonplace is the best tip there is for boosting metacognition and repetition, not least spaced repetition. These are two of the most powerful future skill superpowers around.
I sent two units. They're bringing her down now.
No, Lieutenant, your men are already dead.
The future is approaching faster than ever.
Technological change is speeding up, and your already maladapted evolutionary mismatches are multiplying.
In the future, the current version of you is already dead. The way around that is to keep learning, keep evolving, mentally, psychologically, physically, and financially. Hi, and welcome to the first episode of Future Skills. I'm Ludvig Sundström, author of Breaking Out of Homeostasis and Internet Entrepreneur.
I'm Mikael Syding, business angel and former hedge fund manager for Futuris, the European hedge fund of the decade.
So like we said, things are happening faster and faster. And what does this mean? Well, it means a lot of things. But for one, it places a high responsibility on you, the individual. You'll have to learn things on your own. The school system, or your workplace for that matter, they won't be able to keep up. So you have to take extreme responsibility for your personal improvement.
Skills such as reflecting and analyzing, being creative, being able to focus and concentrate without distractions, how to manage your time and prioritize better, understanding how to make decisions and deal with risk, managing people and projects, motivating yourself.
These are just some of the things that you need to become better at. These are future skills. And these skills are becoming more and more important, and you can't expect to pick them up in popular culture or by watching TV or hanging around most normal people. You have to really immerse yourself in the right environment.
In this show, you'll learn about skills and ideas that will help you navigate through the uncertain future. And, hopefully, you will not only find it interesting and useful, but entertaining as well.
We'll give you all of the best practical tips, big ideas, useful tools, and things like that that you need to improve your life and become smarter and more independent. You could look at our show as the university education or the MBA that you never really got.
The future skills concept is simple. It works like this. We'll have three types of episode. One, our own short episodes where we give you a big idea, a practical tip, or some helpful resource we've discovered. The goal is that you should be able to listen to 2 to 4 of these episodes on the way to work or while you're taking a walk and come back from that with some actionable insights that you can immediately use to improve your life.
And then the second kind of episode that we'll do is a longer interview episode where we'll talk to interesting guests. And our guests are going to be everything from experts to businessmen to entrepreneurs, scientists, and big thinkers. And for example, our first guest is the billionaire Martin Sandqvist. And then basically this will be in-depth conversations about meaningful things with people who really know what they're talking about.
Then we'll also publish medium-length episodes where we have experts share their best ideas and how they use them to learn critical skills, build companies, create teams, make money, understand themselves better, and form meaningful relationships.
So we'll have these three different types of episodes, and they'll all be future skill related. And you will learn really actionable ideas that you can use to improve your life, stay healthy, navigate the world more effectively, and build a future-proof career, and hopefully also make some money.
We can start right now. Here's something we both do. We keep a commonplace.
And a commonplace, or a commonplace book, as it used to be called, it's a really old concept for a specifically structured notebook that you can record all your lessons from different fields of your life. And you can think of the commonplace as your offline brain, but as a better structured memory. You can be like the guy in Memento, the movie, who's like, he's always writing things down because you can't remember them. And you can be like that too, except not so corny, and you don't have to write on your body, but you can really record all the best things in a very structured way and remember it.
I think getting a commonplace is the best tip there is for boosting metacognition and repetition, not least spaced repetition. These are two of the most powerful future skill superpowers around.
Yeah, it's always being neglected. People don't pay attention to it because it's so fundamental.
For example, when I used to work as a portfolio fund manager, I used the commonplace technique to record my mistakes, my lessons, my losses, my wins, what was luck and what was skill, and wrote down lessons for how to adapt and change in order to make better investments in the future.
Yeah, and then you have a nice, you have a structured overview of them instead of just a normal journal where it's like you have to flip the pages and you can't remember where everything is. And I think creating a common place is probably the best mental habit that you can have because it teaches you to take notes in a very structured way. And that's like practice for becoming a better and more clear thinker, which is extremely important these days.
People often think about applying common sense. The problem with common sense is that it's usually pretty poor rules of thumb that you learned very early on before you actually had enough knowledge. But if you write down your rules of thumb, you can keep coming back to them and actually scrutinize them and see if they are as effective as you used to think.
Yeah, and if we take that example, and you have these rules of thumb in a certain area where you make important decisions, like in this case, finance, it's hard to keep everything in your head. You might need to like review the list to get the inspiration and remember like, oh yeah, I shouldn't make this mistake.
You probably know the feeling when somebody says a rule or tells you how to think in a certain situation and you recall that you actually used to do that as well and you think, yeah, great. Yeah, that's good. I'll do that. And then that happens again in another area and again with a commonplace. You can have your 50 or whatever rules of thumb and go over them every now and again and not least prune that list until you only have good rules of thumb and you train on them and make sure you actually remember all of them in the relevant situations.
Yeah, and you can do a lot of other things. You can, the way that I use my commonplace most for is to collect ideas and then categorize them. And then when I work on stuff in different fields, I can just draw on these ideas that I've collected. So it's like research, very specific research that builds up over time. That's my favorite way of using it. But we could talk more about this in some other episode. I think for now, to make it actionable, what you should do if you want to create a commonplace and you don't already have one, you should first get one of the softwares, Evernote or OneNote, and I believe both are free. And then secondly, you should create a notebook around your main thing, which is probably your job or your studies. And then third, you should try to take this notebook and break it down into areas. So if you have your job, then you might break it down into three areas, which could be the project you're working on, secondly, how to get a promotion, and then third, how to become one of the best in your field. Like, what kind of things would you have to study then? So then you've structured it in a way that you can easily follow through on the plan.
I think the most important thing here is to just get started. Just get Evernote, create your first note, and write something in it. And finally, we have a little competition for you, where 10 people will win a 15-minute coaching session and will receive 3 bottles of Arctic Med, Europe's best omega-3 fish oil, which we both use. The coaching will be done by Skype, and you get to pick our brains on any topic of your choosing. Note that neither one of us offers coaching normally, so this is a special offer, and it's only for the next 2 weeks. To qualify, here's what you need to do. 1. Leave an iTunes review of Future Skills. 2. Take a screenshot of your review. 3. Then email it to admin@futureskillspodcast.com.
Yeah, and we will repeat this again in the description, so you can just see the spelling of the email address there. So by 1st of April, we will randomly select 10 winners, and then we'll let you know by email. In this email, it will ask you for a time and a date for the Skype coaching session and for your physical address for the shipping of the Arctic Med bottles. The value of the fish oil Arctic Med is about $70, and the value of our coaching, well, that depends on the questions you ask, but it's probably a lot more than that. And yeah, like I said, you can see a text in the description for instructions for how to do this with the 3 steps: how to leave a review, send a screenshot, and email us. Okay, thanks for listening and see you soon.